Hello, welcome to today's Advanced Case Management Industry Podcast. This is Brian Bannigan with IBM Enterprise Content Management Worldwide Marketing. We're joined today by Alan Horton-Bentley, who is a manager of industry marketing for banking and financial markets in IBM. He will share some insight on an emerging topic called case management and the implications in the financial services sector. He will also talk about how IBM is addressing this area with advanced case management solutions. Alan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
So we'll start out with just getting the lay of the land and overview and some definitions. So what is case management in financial services?
Case management is something that has been implemented in the industry for a long time. And to put it concisely, it's really those transactions and activities that fall outside of the normal day-to-day operation of each one of their lines of business. So you might want to call it exception to the rule, where it goes beyond the capability of the help desk or the CRM solution to resolve it.
Thank you. And so how are case management systems or solutions implemented today?
Well, if you're familiar with the finance industry, one thing you'll notice is that it's evolved over a long period of time. Case management is one of those areas that also evolved, and it evolved in a product-centric manner, whereby each line of business developed its own case management solutions. So one of the things you find in implementation is there's not a single case management system, there are multiple. Also, these case management systems tend to differ in their capability because some were acquired through merger, brought in new capabilities into the institution. And others were, as they added and expanded into new lines of business. And you could see this, perhaps our banks expanded into insurance and into the investment areas. And along with that, so case management systems were developed. So I think the summary of that is they're product-centric and there are more than one.
Okay. Well, the way you've described how case management has evolved in banking and financial markets, it appears that there are some challenges. Can you talk about some of the downsides of today's implementation?
Yes, I think it's really indicative of the way these systems came about. There was no real focus on trying to develop a complete view of the customer's case history, for example. It was very insular, focused on a line of business and only addressing those cases that evolve for that line of business. So one of the things the institutions are looking for is to try to get a complete view of the customer's case history. Now, with multiple implementations, you're also going to find a lot of redundancies and different levels of compliance and record keeping, which is also not good. The trend tends to be towards more standards and implementation of corporate policies and higher degrees of compliance. The third area, when you look at implementations, particularly in the recent turmoil in the industry, risk is very, very important, and credit decisioning. And within the case history arena, banks have a significant amount of information that they can use to make better decisions from risk side of the equation and also credit granting.
Thank you, Alan, for sharing those challenges. So we see that there are a number of issues now that are occurring in these case management implementations. So what are some new capabilities or technologies or solutions that it can overcome these challenges?
Yes, I think it lies in the case management systems that exist today. They're relatively simplistic. They provide the capability to record information, to record conversations. And when I say record, they could be audio recordings and or simply just taking notes that are in the record. And also, of course, retaining any documentation that's been gathered in order to resolve the case. But fairly simplistic, not a great deal of intelligence. When you think of cases can be monitored in such a way as to identify patterns. If, for example, we see an increase in the number of cases, the types of cases, that would indicate something upstream, something in the process perhaps is not working, or maybe there is a new procedure or a new issue. We know there are new challenges every day, practically, to the institution from fraud. So the institutions are losing the opportunity to gain a greater insight on their customers by being able to examine and monitor their case files. A good example of that might be with credit decisioning. If you have one of the lines of business, let's say it's the commercial lending part of the business, trying to make a decision to grant credit to, let's say, someone that might be marginal, they would love to be able to look at the case history of that customer across the institution, all relationships that customer has, and all of their existing or past case files. You could imagine that depending on the nature of the case history, that could sway a decision one way or the other. So certainly case management and being able to look across the institution is extremely desirable. There are also things one could look for: default protections. If you have access to case management, you could perhaps glean from that whether this particular customer is more prone to default down the road. So whether you call it intelligence or business intelligence, the ability to analyze the information in the case files and make that available, not just available in sort of historic form in a report, but the trick is to make it available real time. So now you have your help desks and your CRM solutions interacting with the customer, or indeed even a web application interacting with the customer. And we're able to make better decisions by accessing all of the information and analyzing that and putting it in front of the customer or the customer-facing representative. So all told, we start to see perhaps case management can do more because of its new intelligence, the capability of using powerful analytics and predictive analytics. Perhaps case management could find a more significant role actually in the line of business process, as opposed to being a process that is enacted after the event. Right now, case management is something that occurs when we cannot resolve a particular issue. Perhaps in the future, case management will become a much more proactive tool that can be used to enhance the business decisioning and, in turn, the customer experience.
This is quite a shift. So when we talk about case management, we think of the end state of case management, and we use terms like outcomes. So can you tell us, so in terms of banking and financial markets, what are some benefits that customers can realize?
Well, I think it goes back, Byron, to some of my earlier comments. Right now, when the customer is interacting with the bank, they are doing it through lines of business. And that's changing. There is a movement afoot that will focus on the relationship of that particular customer with the institution and not the sort of microcosms of multiple relationships. So along with that, it's more by default, case management will have to become a cross-line of business utility, and the benefit is that the customer will be given the best possible decisions by the institution because they're fully informed on the information contained in cases. Cases, of course, reflect two things. They can reflect issues associated with the customer that may not be favorable, but by the same token, they can also reflect issues where the institution is perhaps not performing at the level they should. So you can see how accurate information across the relationship is doing two things. It's following the trend in the industry to improve the customer experience, to improve decisioning by having access to all the information, improved decisioning by utilizing analytics to be able to glean further information and enhance the decisioning. So I think it's all part of a trend as opposed to just being an isolated application.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And thank you, Alan, for taking the time to talk to us today about advanced case management solutions from IBM.
You're welcome, Brian. Thank you very much.